B-Pod Studios.
We are. Yes, we're on.
This is the holiday rush version of the podcast.
So let me get a couple things out there because, you know, if you say you don't learn anything from listening to this podcast, it's just not true.
Lies.
Because I learned something from you a couple weeks ago. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, no.
You know when you're talking about the family?
Don't raise the bar on me. I don't want the expectations to go up here, Roxanne.
The family who was complaining about the lottery tickets given out in the...
For trick or treating, right.
So I thought to myself, it's really changed how I talk in front of my daughter because I think everything that we, even if it's just Doug and I talking, you got to watch the negativity. You have to watch the complaining about things, mm-hmm. even though that's what we do sometimes with our spouses or whatever they are, in my case. So thank you for that because I've kind of tried to sharpen it up.
Oh, you're welcome. Yep. My goodness.
So speaking of learning things, I have to tell you, you know, hacks.
Yep.
I read about Thanksgiving hacks. And we did a post on it and all these tricks to make your Thanksgiving run smoothly. I'm never a hack creator. I'm not someone who can like MacGyver a table if it's wobbly. My sister does that. I don't do that very well at all. But
you
can
just consume the hacks and use them.
Yes,
you don't create them.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. But that's changed because I came up with the greatest hack, but I don't want to post any photos of it. It's gross.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting.
So you finally have your moment in the sun of creating a hack and you have to... You're somewhat embarrassed by it? Or
mm-hmm, yeah. Totally. This is a hack. This is what to do if your child poops in the bathtub.
Well, every kid does it.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so my daughter's done that a bazillion times. We've kind of timed it now. We know when to not put her in. Gotten a little better that way. But she did it again the other night. She was laughing up a storm. And I thought, oh, she's just having a ball. But nope. And then she stood up. So this is what you do because you don't want the, you don't want. Like, you can scoop out the bigger pieces.
Right, but the rest of it.
The little pieces, you do not want that going into your drain.
No.
Because it's going to make your whole bathroom right. smell funky forever.
Right.
So what you do is you put a red Solo cup on top of the drain, around the drain, and so the water just goes out at such a slow pace. So as it gets down to that last, like, milliliters layer of water, you can wipe out any of the stuff rather
than
whoosh.
Like a little filter, right? It just keeps it, yeah.
And we tried other stuff. We tried like putting baby wipes around it and that didn't work. So this is my hack, but it's too gross to post. Not to mention people would see me post it and they would be like, oh, we hate you. Red Solo cups. Why do you even use those? And everyone hates those like straws and
right,
everything.
Right.
So anyway.
Hashtag too gross to post.
That's my
favorite part of the whole thing.
That's
hashtag too gross to post. Great hack though. Great hack. I think it is a good hack. I usually use Red Solo cups for like, you know, beer.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But you found a
poop filter.
You extended the usage.
Yeah,
I like it.
There you go.
I like that. It's pretty good.
But you have a better hack, better than mine, because it's a philosophy about Thanksgiving.
Well, like you, I've been catching a lot of heat for this one, right? So I decided to farm out Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. right? So we have a brand new puppy. Barkley, he's crazy, and he's destroying the house. We love him so much, but he's insane. And now Cal is walking. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So he's full on walking. So we have another human.
Well,
that's
now. Early. That's a pretty early walker, I would
no,
say.
No, no, no. 15 months.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
At least he's our latest.
He's our latest.
Yeah,
okay.
He's our latest
mm-hmm.
walker. So he's walking. He's tearing up the house. It's insane. And I'm sitting there, and my wife goes, "My God, we're so tired this Thanksgiving." I like to do Thanksgiving. You get up at like 5 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
start cooking. You got everything. You do about 25 loads of dishes throughout the day.
Oh,
you're exhausted.
Yes.
But it's so much fun. But there's food everywhere. And there's like mashed potatoes like hanging from the ceiling. And there's cream spinach all over the cabinets. You know what I'm saying? There's wine draining all over the counter. Like it's a disaster. And I said, I can't do it this year. You can't do it this year.
Right.
We're so tired. There's so much going. It's a chaotic environment.
Uh-huh.
And so what we decided to do was a lot of these restaurants are offering these deals. You pay like, you know, $100, $125.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is you just go and pick up the meal.
Right.
The night before.
Oh, that's easy.
So we're doing this from Earth Fair. And I know
mm-hmm.
we're sellouts. Even my 11-year-old called us sellouts. He said, this is a sellout Thanksgiving. This is embarrassing. Nobody cares. Nobody's cooking. So we're picking it up from Earth Fair. So things will be organic and healthy and clean or whatever.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. But the most important thing is, we're just going to pick it up tomorrow. The cleanup will be so easy.
Ugh.
We won't have to worry about anything. But I started researching these services, these
mm-hmm.
restaurants that do it. And you could, like, Earth Fair does it. Publix does it. They
right.
do a great one. Boston Market does
oh,
it.
Oh, they're good.
It's
I like
great.
Them year round.
I'm
yes.
telling you, man. So for like $100, $115, $120, you can get your entire, and there are some cheaper. I mean, just I have so many people that I have to, you know, but you can do like the $50, $70. Man, I'm telling you, if you're going through a holiday where it's just things are tough,
mm-hmm.
this is a great out to just
right?
say, I'm going to enjoy the holiday,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to relax, And I gotta take this one off. We're taking it
especially since you've told me that, I mean, it makes no difference, I suppose, but since your wife cooks all the time anyways, mm-hmm. she deserves a break.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm catching a lot of heat from I call them the traditionalists,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, these are people that like, they still convince you have to dress up for Thanksgiving dinner,
right.
which I don't do
no,
either.
No.
Right? So it just is, we're taking it off, we're catching some heat, but I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to like, just having things prepared,
mm-hmm.
picking it up and just chilling.
You will be able to enjoy the ramp up so much.
Yep.
Because there is none. It's go pick up your food, right? Or it's delivered to you or where?
No, I just go pick it up. But
just
like,
pick it up.
This right now, recording this podcast, is the ramp up. This is the beginning of my Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm even excited talking about it. And I know that there's people listening going, God, what a jerk. You know, he's not even cooking his own dinner. But that's okay. I will take your hatred of my idea and I will consume it. And I will digest it, and then I will turn it around into relaxation,
because uh-huh.
that's what I'm doing.
Exactly. And I can't wait to hear how you feel on the after side of it, on Friday.
Even if I feel guilty, mm-hmm. I'll never tell you.
No. Oh.
Yeah, I'll never tell. I'm going to say it was the best idea ever, and I'll do it again next year. I'll be honest with you. If it goes great,
mm-hmm.
I'll do it for Christmas.
Honestly, what's the difference? Well, I know you're doing the whole meal, but
right.
I'm picking up a ham. I'm picking up a honey-baked ham for my family. I mean, that's...
You're not cooking a turkey?
No. We're going to someone's house.
We're bringing the ham. But there'll be a turkey there.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right.
Turkeys are a huge pain to cook.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's not even the cooking, too. It's the pre. You know, you've got to thaw mm-hmm. this thing out. If you want to brine it, you got to brine it.
I don't even know what that means.
Huh?
Brine.
Yeah, it's a process. it's just a process. And it's
sounds
like
painful.
You got to clean everything because it's the turkey juice everywhere. Salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
My God, we can't eat romaine lettuce. I mean, the world is in a tough place right now. So, but that's my sellout Thanksgiving that I'm so looking forward to.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I'm very
excited. Okay, you're good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So we figured out 2 things today. Is there another thing mm-hmm. or is that?
There's one other thing I figured out.
Okay.
Just got to tell you this real quick. Went to a get together this weekend with other families with kids the exact same age. A lot of fun. We took them to the circus, animal free. It was a circus without animals but still a lot of fun.
What is that, by the way, circus without animals?
That's what a lot of people have asked me. But if you see the photos of my daughter, she was absolutely in awe of the, you know, it's the trapeze. It's the guy, it's the guy's. Riding their motorbikes around the circle.
Okay.
You know what
so
I'm talking about?
So it literally is a circus without the animals.
Yes. Like
everything else
mm-hmm.
happens.
Everything else happens
gotcha,
except the animals.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of fun. It's called Super American Circus. So we took her to that. My friend brought us. And then afterwards, we went out to dinner with these other 3 babies who were all the same age. And so it was fun because all the parents are just, we're drinking. We know we're like only half in conversations because we're just trying to keep an eye on our child. And so it was fun. We're all in the same place. But one thing, I kept looking at my daughter and I'm like, could you do one of your tricks? Could you talk? Could you bring something to the table? I mean, she was just kind of like a blob. She just sat in her high chair and looked around the table, didn't interact with the other kids because I guess they do all their parallel playing.
Right.
Didn't really talk to us that much, you know, just kind of taking in the environment. And so what I realize is, you know how Instagram used to be the place where, or not used to be, certainly is, where you post your greatest vacations and
mm-hmm.
your filtered pictures of yourself.
It's your fake life.
Your fake life.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh my gosh, I'm rolling my daughter into my fake life because I only post video and pictures of her. I mean, she always looks adorable, but I only post the very coolest tricks that she does. So if you look at my Instagram, you think she's a sommelier. She's going around saying wine, pointing at wine bottles.
Right.
She's doing all these cutesy things. And in real life, she just kind of sat there like a blob. But you know what? The other 2 kids, they were the same way. Because I know them mostly through Instagram and all of their cute tricks. And all 3 of them were just kind of chilling.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing, right? It's like social media. It in a sense, is like real life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people only like when you go out, you want to always just look your best.
Right.
When you go out with your friends.
Sure.
You know, or when you go out like to a work event, you want to look your best. But if it's like anything else, gosh, if people knew the real me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like if people really knew like
right.
how I spend my days
uh-huh.
and the things I thought about. Right? Like, we're not any different on social media.
No.
We have to show, we have to market our life as being different. Because our real life is boring, right? Isn't
yeah.
it? I think it is.
It's monotonous.
Yeah, it just, I don't think anybody else would really be that interested. It's like, that's the knock on reality TV. It's just so not real.
Right.
There's, that's not reality.
Because otherwise it would be really boring.
Or else it would be really boring. Nobody's life is that interesting.
So the next time you post, not you, but anyone, post your cute pictures and cute videos of your kids over the Thanksgiving holiday doing adorable stuff, we know it's just in that moment
of
time.
Just in that moment, yeah. There should actually be a week where it's like boring post week, where you actually post what your life is really like.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
Whether it's you, your kids, your dogs. I mean, because some of these dogs have amazing lives on social media, and I'm going, get out of here. That's not, no, it's not true. That dog is. Stop. We should have boring post week.
Oh, I like that. I'm in.
Everybody just posts boring, real, but it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Real pictures.
Okay.
You know, some people are like, I love my job. It's like, okay, take a real selfie of you at your desk, bored out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I like it.
But nobody would do that.
I'm going to do it next week.
All right. Well,
after Thanksgiving.
You go first. I'm in.
Okay.
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.